All right, fire away.
First quarter kind of set the tone.
Yeah, first play set the tone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even the first quarter. I mean, that was the biggest disappointment. You know, I was just, we were just talking to Nate a couple seconds ago. You know, I knew, and we knew that Duke's point emphasis this week was the first quarter, because in both the first two games, they scored 21 in the second quarter. They really didn't come out sharp early, and we knew playing at home, you know, having won a couple games, that was going to be the point of emphasis. You know, but you have a cornerback center exchange on the first play, and it's for minus 13. Now you're punting, you go three and out, and now they come down and the score, and really set the early tone for the game. Now, that being said, you know, I think the defense sucked it up in the second quarter and actually started to get a handle on things. But at the end of the day, the two things that stood out to me is I know we could run the football, but if we don't throw the ball better than that, if we don't throw it and catch it better than that, it's going to be a problem. That's number one. And number two, I believe the defense, I'm not making an excuse for a defense, because you can't give up big plays, and a lot of those are on zone pressures. But at the end of the day, the defense, you know, was out there a whole bunch in the first half, and I think that led to them being a little bit worn out in the second half.
There also looked like some funky handoffs and pitches. Did Montel struggle with that as well?
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterback center exchange, quarterback back exchange that I'm gonna have to see, because sometimes when they happen, you don't know if it's because of penetration, you don't know exactly what the reason is. But I agree with you that there was too many times in the game where things didn't look smooth, you know, and I think that's one thing we're going to have to get a quick handle on.
When Montel was scrambling and rolled down the right side and then ended up throwing long, trying to get it to Harwell, it looked like he had a lot of open room in front of him to run.
Well, there were a couple times I wish he would have run the ball, and there were a couple times Tony was in the flat with nobody on him. I wish he would have thrown it to him, but, you know, they weren't all scrambles. Some of those were designed called rollouts right there, so it was a combination of those two. But, you know, when we go back and look at it, you know, it's my job when we go play a team to have the points of emphasis in the game. And my first point of emphasis was a fast start. My second point of emphasis was finish. Well, we didn't do too well on either one of those right there. So before I talk about, you know, Montel not running the ball in open field, which I'm sure there's opportunities, or throwing the ball, dumping the ball down low for some easy completions, you know, I'm disappointed for all of us starting with me.
You thought that the matchups were good. Seeing them play, do you still feel that?
Well, I mean, really, you know, their strength going into this game was their passing game. No, or that what they throw for, it can't be too much on 180. What they throw for? I mean, so really, their passing game, you know, McCaffrey, you know, it gets open on the play action early for the touchdown, and then down close they run a little pick play where he comes underneath. But we knew it was coming. It wasn't like we didn't know the play was coming. We knew it was coming, but. Other than that, I thought that, you know, their biggest strength going into the game was their passing game, which I thought we minimized. You know, when you give one guy, three, I might have been able to get 20 on him. You know, I wouldn't have gotten what he got, but what do you have, 12 carries for 2.5? I mean, for 3 touchdowns. I mean, it wasn't like he had that many. It just seemed like every time, and all they were running now, it was just inside zone. So this isn't like this was, well, what scheme were they running? They were running inside zone. And they hit a gap, and no one was in a gap, and then next thing you know, they're bouncing their head off the goalpost.
What presents that opportunity for him to, for those
when
gaps
that happens,
to be
well,
there?
I mean, you know, I believe that multiple times we were in zone pressures to try to get some heat on there. And if one guy in a zone pressure, if you're slanting your line in one direction because you're bringing linebackers, if one guy doesn't get to their gap, there's only one guy, you know, the only person left is the guy deep in the secondary. You know, so once again, I can't tell you who that was. I can just tell you, you know, they hit us on some of those big plays on run plays versus zone, you know, zone pressures.
Did you get any answer on the first snap? Who, I mean, what Montel saw, yeah, or whose fault that was?
I'll wait and look at it.
Okay.
You know, because what happens, everyone gets into the defense mode.
Sure.
You know, it's the first play of the game, and everyone, you know, I'm trying to keep everyone calm.
Sure.
Okay, it's it's three and out. Okay, it's three. What if we want eight now? I mean, it's, you know, the series is over. I'm trying to keep everyone calm, yeah, so I'm not trying to let panic go ahead and set in. Yeah. You know, so you know, we'll address the quarterback center stuff, but we'll also, like Tom mentioned before, you know, we have to see some of these handoff situations, see what the issue is on those as well.
Montel got rocked pretty hard. Is he okay, you think?
Yeah, he got hit in the middle of the back. You know, I think that, you know, I'm sure his back hurts a little bit, but, you know, what happens when you get hit there, usually get the wind knocked out, you're pretty good. And, you know, once again, I'm looking at him to throw a post over to the right, and next thing you know, we're waiting, and next thing you know, he's getting hit in the back. And he took a pretty vicious shot on that one. But I'm not going anywhere. You can ask all the questions you want.
You seem pretty calm right now. But where are you mentally with this team and where you guys are at?
I've already said that to them. And I wasn't calm about 10 minutes ago, about 15 minutes ago, I guess. You know, I think that the number one thing, it really doesn't make a difference who we play next week. The opponent really isn't the issue. You know, after a game like that, okay, really, you become the issue. They don't become the issue. You don't become the issue. And that is not to disrespect anyone you're playing, but after that performance, I mean, other than the punter, what a pretty good day. You know, other than the punter, I think there's going to be plenty of blame to share. But my feeling is, after a game like that, I tell them that I'm going to come into you and say that we weren't ready to go, obviously, at the start of the game, and ultimately the one responsible for that is me. Now, that being said, I'm sure when we sit down and look at the tape tomorrow, there'll be plenty of blame internally to go ahead and spread around.
We've talked a lot, or a little at least, about the psyche of this team and what this win could have done for that. What did you see? You know, maybe at halftime, you're obviously still in the game there, but as it went on from there, did you see psyche problems or anything on the sideline?
No, I mean, I halftime was not panic mode. You know, the defense got them off the field, and the offense changed. You know, got a couple first downs. Even they were pinned back right there, which sometimes, even if you don't score, right, as long as you change field position, and we, you know, with the way Perdula was punting today, you know, we were changing field position. I mean, other than the one return they had up the, you know, where they got 40 or 50 yards, I mean, it was just, he was changing field position. It was the best weapon we had on offense, to be honest with you. But getting back to Rustin's comment before, right, because it's a fair thing to discuss, okay, I think that I'm calm mainly because I've already said to them, you know, what's it going to be, fellas? You know, what's it going to be? And I said, because if you don't think you're part of the problem, I said, I'd gladly go up in front of the media, you know, and sit there and take the hits. I got no problem doing that. I said, but if you don't see, you know, your role in a game like that, then you're missing the beat. And I think that we have enough guys that care. We have enough guys that care that I think that, you know, it'll probably take, you say 24 hours, you'll be better in 24 hours, but it'll probably take until you have to get on the field on Tuesday and, you know, you're moving forward with another game plan, you know, because, you know, that was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
You talked about it's going to be a struggle if you guys can't pass the ball. What did you see with Montel today and his accuracy?
Well, I mean, it just seemed like when I would be seeing somebody open, the ball wasn't being delivered. You know, now, remember, I'm not calling the plays, So I'm not, you know, I don't, on every play, you know exactly who they would want the ball to go to. I'm watching the game, I know the plays, and I know what the coverages are. So, you know, I know where I think I'd want the ball to be going to. So those are the type of questions I ask, because when I, if I were the one designing every read for every play, then I'd be complaining to those guys the whole time, and I'd be defeating the whole purpose of letting of bringing in an offensive coordinator to let them go ahead and do it. So I'm trying my best. You know, so I'm trying my best to just do my job, which I didn't do very well today.
I've never been an option quarterback, but it seems like your option strings out instead of attack.
Well, that happens when there's penetration.
Okay.
You know, that's, you know, when the line's getting pushed back, that's not the, usually all options that work are all downhill to the edge. Okay, well, when you want to go downhill to the edge, you can't get downhill to the edge. You know, it's a different deal.
Is that an O-line issue then?
Well, I mean, there's penetration, whether it's the tight end, whether it's the tackle, whether it's the guard, or whether it's all the above.
Sure, right.
You know, it could be all of them. But, you know, it goes back to the same thing, and I'm not being evasive, because, you know, when I get in front of you guys, whether we win or lose, I'm not a pass the puck type of thing. I think that really, for me, when I see things like that happen, I want to see visual evidence on tape where I now have answers. You know, because right now, what difference does it make what answer I give you? You know, until I can substantiate it, that's really all that's going to matter.
With that in mind, what's your biggest concern with just the offense in general? I mean, you said Monday you can't throw
it. It isn't just the offense; it's the team.
Okay.
You know, I'm obviously concerned with the offensive passing game. I'm obviously concerned with scoring more points. I'm obviously concerned with giving up big runs for touchdowns. I'm obviously concerned if we're hit on zone pressures. People not getting to the right gap, but all those things are just elements. Really, the biggest thing, you know, my biggest concern is, you know, accountability from me right on down. Because if everyone doesn't accept accountability, then you can't. Then you're not going to fix the problems very easily. You know, so. We'll start with me and work our way down.
Dexter got picked on early, to some success, and Ja'Cory had a great game.
That was a little surprising, where, you know, they put Blakeney over there on the right and they put Crowder over there on the left. But, you know, other than a couple passes he got up early, the only pass that was of note was on the offensive pass interference call that went for a touchdown that didn't go for a touchdown. But, you know, he gave up a few passes early, but as the game settled down, so did he. So did the defense.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think they played overall pretty well in the pass game. You know, a couple early completions, play action pass to McCaffrey. You know, McCaffrey comes underneath on the, you know, down on the 5-yard line. A couple of times we're blitzing and they throw the ball out to a back hot. I mean, and that's really what their passing game was. And they didn't turn the ball over, which, you know, the defense has to do a better job of creating turnovers. And we turned over twice in the first quarter.
Ben got banged up in the first half, missed some snaps in the second. Is he all right?
I mean, he was in there on the last play. He was there the last play of the game. So I'm assuming he's good. You know, Ben's a trooper. You know, Ben wants no part of, you know, even when things aren't going well, Ben wants to be out there. You know, he's a leader. He's a tough guy. It's important to him.
It was the end of the game against their second string, but did you like the way Joe Dineen ran the ball?
Well, I'm glad he got, I put him in there to run the ball. You know, he got his feet wet here today. And, you know, as many carries as I think that Corey and DeAndre are going to get, you know, you're going to need some help. And, you know, he ran the ball hard, and, You know, he ran the ball hard and ran inside and ran outside. And I think that this was a good opportunity for him to get his feet wet.